Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight maniacs. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to step back on the ranch with Making Eight. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
Yeah, this is Frank Newsom, and you're listening to Making8.com.
Well, good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right. Time to get a grip and sit back on the ranch with Making 8. Wow. What a bull riding rodeo weekend we have had here this weekend. Gotta tell you, I'm excited. I have had a bunch of fun with you Making 8 maniacs. Hanging out on Skype, we kind of got a grip on this thing, and we've been hanging out with you guys, having an absolute blast. Got to tell you that I appreciate you guys taking the time out here to jump on with us. No, I mean, it's like you guys can't get enough of hearing me sit back and talk, you know, and I don't know how that is possible, because I'm telling you right now, Mrs. Making 8 and I think everybody else gets really irritated when they hear me talk. But I see we got some of our good diehard fans in the house with us tonight. Got to say welcome. Appreciate you jumping on board. Kind of a quiet night, though. We're missing Kat Johnson. I know that Donna Davis, who was there on Skype with us earlier today, she is at church, so hopefully she'll be able to tune in here in just a little bit. I know she said she was going to be racing home, so hopefully we'll get her on just a little bit. But, wow, what a great weekend. And I know that we've got more coming up. We've got, obviously, the second round of PBR on Versus coming up here in just a little bit. But we've also got the amazing race. Cord McCoy will be back at it. And we'll get a chance to see him as well. But we got a lot of bull riding. We got a lot of rodeo action to talk about with you guys. We're going to start things off. Probably talk a little bit about Rodeo Austin. We did get the pay-per-view, so we got to see the entire event. With a lot of fun to sit back and watch, but I'll give you what my point of views are on it. It was a PRCA deal. Let you know what my feelings are on that. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the other organizations that we've been out covering. Zebra, we got some good points. Got to tell you, you know, it's been disappointing, though. I've heard all weekend long about everybody getting snow dust everywhere else, but right here in the Sunshine State, and we are loving it. I got my pool just about ready. Should be ready tomorrow. I got to wait for it to warm up just a little bit, though, because it's a little too cold for me still yet. But I will tell you, and actually it's disappointing. It's going to take a couple days. They're calling for 80s all week long, but tomorrow is supposed to be a pretty good chance of showers. So I don't know. I may not see the sunshine enough for me to get out there in the pool tomorrow, but we'll have to work on it. Got to tell you that we've got the new Making 8. We've got the foundation of it set back up, so it's going to be a little bit easier for you guys to go back and see some of our archives, get over to our radio pages, find out what's going on over there, but we still have a lot of work to do. We've got to get the fan page up, which we're going to be adding some really cool things there. The live event center is going to be up and running here shortly. You know, we're going to have links posted up. We're going to have a directory posted up for you guys to get in contact with some of your favorites, whether it be through Facebook, Twitter, or cell phone numbers if they want us to post them out there. And we're going to offer that up to you guys as well. If you're in a business, if you got something that you want to promote, you want to do it through Making 8, be happy to set you up with the directory. So it's just something to think about. One more thing that Making 8 is going to have to offer you fans out there, be able to go through and look and see if you can get a hold of some of these guys. Get in contact with them. You know, we want you guys to be able to get in contact with our friends, some of our guests that have been in our show. You know, Austin Meyer, we want to get you his Twitter link if you guys aren't following him. You know, we want you guys to be able to follow along with these guys. So we're working out a few things. Hopefully we'll get it out there for you so you guys can get out there and see what's going on and see some of our friends that we're involved with, be able to hang out with a little bit. Also, we're 2 weeks away from Tampa, and I got to tell you, we're in the works of trying to get some things happening there. It should be a good time. Going to have to wait and see. We may have some surprises for you that will be coming up here within the next 2 weeks, so you guys are going to have to stay tuned to that. Should be a really good time, though. Anyways, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to get right down into the rodeo and bull riding action right here on a Sunday night. Are you guys ready for the work week? I am not. But we got to get it anyways. It's going to be here whether we want it to or not. So you're listening to the Back on the Ranch show right here with Making Eight. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
Cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back on the ranch right here on a Sunday night. We're kicking things off, getting ready for the work week. And I got to tell you, it's been a great weekend. We have got a lot of notes here that we've been taking all weekend long. I actually went to the old pen and paper. But I got to tell you, You know, we started things off Friday night. And, you know, I really want to get you guys' opinions on things. If you guys saw things, got some topics that you want to talk about, please let us know either in the chat room or give us a call, 646-915-9940. Obviously, like I said, we're going to run through this thing. We've only got about 50 minutes left. We got, you know, the amazing race on, and we got the PBR round two tonight, or round three tonight, I guess, or third day, I should say. You know, that's going to be airing on Versus. Now, I know most of our diehard fans were tuned into the LEC today, kind of watching what was going on, and it was exciting. So we're going to talk about it. But starting things off, we went back out. We started listening to the LEC Friday night. It was kind of a late night for us, but we were set back. We had a great time hanging out with some Making Eight Maniacs on Skype. And, you know, that's really the cool thing that we've got going on. And if you guys don't have Skype, we got to get it to you. I know Christy said that she wants to get things together for it. We've got to get things fired up for her. So you guys make sure to give her a hand. Let's see if we can't get her on board with Skype so we can get her over into this group that we've had. Today we had a really good turnout, but Friday wasn't too bad either. We had a good time with it, hanging out. We were watching or listening to some of the things that were going on there in New Mexico for the Ty Murray Invitational at the pit. And let me tell you, for a Friday night bull ride, it was loud in there. And, you know, I think it's going to get it did get nothing but louder as the events went on. But Friday night was a pretty good round. They had their, I guess you could say, easier pen of bulls there. Had some pretty good qualified rides out there. LJ Jenkins won the round with an 89, and, you know, it was great to see him come out so strong in front of his hometown crowd. So, you know, I was just real impressed with how he handled his business down there. You know, being in front of his friends, his family, you know, it was really great to see. But, you know, there was a lot of good show notes there. Tony Mendez. How about Tony Mendez coming back on tour, scoring 87 points? Man, I was so impressed to see that there on Friday night. About ready to jump out of my seat, you know. It really was. It was a lot of fun. JB and Shane both rode Friday night to get things started off for a really good weekend. Robinson Palmeiro. Now, I got to talk about Robinson Palmeiro. When we were going through our picks to pick our fantasy on Friday, Catherine's that you see her in the chat room right now, Kate's, her 4-year-old daughter said that I needed to pick Robinson. Well, guess what? I should have, because Robinson comes out and turns out an 88-point ride in round one to get things fired up, finishing second in the round. It was pretty impressive, and I really should have done that. And thank you, Barb. Obviously, our link liaison in there throwing up links, the Rodeo Austin event details, showing the results, as well as the link for Skype if you guys are not out there. And if you guys are a guest that are tuned into us, got to say welcome. Get over here, sign up with Blog Talk so you can build a screen name. Come on down, hang out with us. We want you guys on board. We want you guys hanging out for sure. You know, one of the things that I was really impressed with, Valderon scoring 87 points as well. 19 qualified rides. But the thing that really stood out to me, there was only two Brazilians in the top 10 after round one. Wow, looks like Shannon's jumping in the chat room. Great to see her. They're on board. Thanks for tuning in here with us tonight on our Back on the Ranch show. But, I was really kind of it was different. You know, it's something that we have not seen up until this point, where we would, you know, we only saw two Brazilians after round one in the top 10. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind as we roll through the rest of the weekend and we start talking about some things, because it was definitely interesting, and it ended up paying off. Austin Meyer gets hurt, and I mean, he gets banged up pretty good. Messes up his free arm, his shoulder. And, you know, he's had some issues with it since the finals last year. I don't know. I know that he's looking forward to the summer break, but right now he's having to make business decisions in order to see where he's going to be able to go. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, you've got to make smart decisions out there. And really, in this case, I think after the weekend that he had, he really did. Now, he got an option for a re-ride. The bull only scored 49 points. You know, it was a terrible bull. Apparently it had fouled him. They gave him an option for a re-ride, you know, and he actually passed on it. But what does that do for a guy like him? Well, that puts him down there at the bottom of the list, 19 qualified rides after round one, and he's sitting 19th, you know. So it's like, what are you going to do, you know? I mean, but he needs that average, you know. And, you know, Shannon, I see your comment in there about Austin being healed up before last Cowboy Standing. And, you know, I just don't think it's going to be enough time for him, really, you know. But I will tell you – now, I will tell you this. If I have to pick somebody in there, I'm not going to be able to pick Austin because of that injury. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to see Cowboys bear down and do things that you haven't seen them do all season long. So it's not to say that he's not going to bear down and make those rides, but – you know, I mean, he passed on a re-ride option with the 49 points. He took the 49 points and ran with it. Well, what's that do for him? Well, swing over to Saturday's performance. Now, Saturday, they've got two rounds. They're bringing the top 10 back to the short round. And, you know, Austin Meyer gets he draws the bull perfect poison, which I did not realize until today that there are actually two bulls named perfect poison. But, yeah. It was the rematch bull that he had from the week before in Fresno where he actually got slam dunked. And he comes out with an injured shoulder and scores 86 points. Now, that was impressive, giving him a total of 135, you know. So, by not taking that re-ride and taking that 49, gave him some points to get him up there. Now he's at 139 points. So it was a business decision that I think may have paid off. He got a good, you know, draw in the draft because he was back there before the guys that got bucked off. Had he taken a re-ride with a torn shoulder the same night, you know, I don't think he could have covered a bull. So then he would have been back there with those guys that didn't cover a bull, you know, and he would have had to pick different bulls. So he picks a rematch bull. The bull, you know, Chili Wops him, brings him down hard in Fresno, and he comes back out and scores 86 points on him, but he ends up banging the bullfighter's knee and gets a concussion. So I'm like, wow, you know, I mean, what's this guy, you know, I mean, what's it going to take? This guy's getting knocked around left and right. So he ends up going, finishing 10th in the round, but he passes on his short go. He says, you know what, it's another business decision. He's going to take his 135 points and carry on to the next day. So, you know, after getting a torn shoulder the first night, only scoring 49 points, he passes on his re-ride, comes back the second day, scores 86 points, gives him 135 total, but then passes because he sustains a concussion, which is – pretty smart, you know. I mean, really, I think that a guy in his situation, I think that was a smart business decision on his part. So he passes on that. But anyways, round two, absolutely a blast to watch. Sat back and enjoyed it. Now, I will tell you, I was kind of torn, though, because I had two different things going at the same time, so I could not get on Skype on Saturday. I was just so bogged down. My computer was in overdrive. So I did not get a chance to sit back and chat with everybody else, and I'm sorry for that, but we just got so tied up with what was going on. I mean, we really did. It was pretty impressive. It was really interesting to see how I had everything going, but I had two different windows coming up. Rodeo Austin championship rounds were underway. I purchased the pay-per-view, so I sat back on one side so we could watch our good friend Shane Hansey in there riding. There were so many good name guys that were there. It was really impressive, you know. So I'm like, yeah, this was well worth it, you know. It was worth the $7 investment to sit back and watch the live video stream of Rodeo Austin. So I got to sit back and watch that. I had LEC going at the exact same time. So I'm trying. I got notes going back and forth. I got two pages. I got one for Saturday's PBR performance at the pit, and I've got my second sheet set out for Rodeo Austin, and I'm like going back and forth writing notes. It was pretty entertaining to see how that all played out. But you know, Saturday was definitely by far a really good round. Now, they stepped it up a notch. They had some really good bulls. They had their rank pin of bulls there, you know. So, you know, I think that it was I think it went really well. During the broadcast there, they had a chance to sit down with JB and talk with JB there at the arena. And, you know, he was bringing out this last Cowboy Standing, which is only like 3 weeks away. But they were talking about what it's going to take for guys to go through and get on as many bulls. And a guy like JB or Shane Proctor, you know, these guys are getting on four or five bulls a day during the week back home. So these guys are gearing up, and, I mean, they're going to be physically fit and ready. And just like I said before, this was a tough weekend. They had five bulls to ride in 3 days. You could see guys riding five bulls in one night at Last Cowboy Standing. So there's some food for thought there, fans. I'm telling you, it's going to be really impressive to watch how these guys really come out of the woodworks and make some bull rides. What did I tell you, though, before the weekend even started? JB is one of my picks to be there at the end of the Last Cowboy Standing. Shane Proctor, another one. These are guys that get on during the week. They get on practice bulls. They build their endurance for riding bulls. And I think that with what's at stake in Las Vegas, I think you're going to see those guys really step out. It's just one of those deals. I told you, you know, like I said, before the weekend even got underway. So, you know, JB comes out and he draws the bull Ricky Bobby, scores 87 points in for him and goes 2 for 2 in the long round. You talk about impressive. That was impressive. That's a bull there that I know that matchup there is real exciting. Ricky Bobby is usually in the short round, which I was surprised to see him not there. I really was. But some of the other guys that really went out there, Tony Mendez goes 2 for 2 in the second round, scores 86.5. Really impressive to watch. Silvano Alves, one of my picks in the fantasy, 87.75. There again goes 2 for 2. Stormy Wing, 88.75, and he's the second round winner. I mean, just it was just action packed. Really impressive. Cody Lostro, another one, really stepping up to the game, to the plate this week, and going 86.75, you know, on his bull in the second round. There was a cowboy there that I wanted to make mention about too. We actually had two cowboys from the state of Florida that were keyed up there in during the weekend. So I was really impressed with that, and got to say a big old shout out for the Florida guys. You know, now I will tell you, it was Anderson Alcazar, and he is he's actually a Brazilian native, but he's from Jacksonville, Florida. Was actually down here at the Southern States Bull Riding Finals that we were just at a few weeks ago. It was definitely an interesting thing, to say the least. But yeah, round two was just fired up. Shane Proctor goes 2 for 2, 84.25 points. Now, I did not see last night's round. If you guys have any opinions, but I thought he got scored lower than what he should have. I don't know for sure, but you guys tell me what you guys think of that. I just, for some reason, I think that they really scored him a few points lower. I was disappointed in that. Valderon goes 2 for 2, moves into second place, 86 points on Tuxedo, which is a bull that had never been ridden up until that point. So Valderon, once again, you know, just making that strong run, you know, at keeping ahead of the other guys chasing his tail in second place, you know, there for the world championship. So just looking down some of our notes, obviously one of the key injuries, Douglas Duncan, got knocked out. And, I mean, it looked pretty rough. Hopefully he's doing all right now. I know that was a rough deal. I also know that Frank Newsom took a shot, may have broken his finger. I don't know for sure. But, you know, that's, man, the bullfighters, really, you can't say enough about those guys. So, like I said, on Saturday, it comes down, you know, they bring in top – they're 10 back to the short round. Now, Austin Meyer – passed on his short round deal. He was in 10th place, so they had to bring in Stormy Wing, which had an opportunity, but he ended up getting a bull bring it. And the bull, you know, obviously bucked him off, scored 44.5 points. So, you know, it was a short night for Stormy there, not able to get it done there in the short round, which was kind of disappointing, but it does happen. Robinson Palmero gets bucked off, Speckled Ivory. Shane Proctor, Mellow Yellow Jacket, gets bucked off. Cody Lostro, High Octane Hurricane, bucked off. JB on Black Ice gets bucked off. Get down into the top five. Valderon, Black Pearl is the bull he picks, and he goes 89.5 points. Now, I saw that bull ride, saw the highlight clips, and I'm not so sure that it was 89.5 when you're talking about some of these other bull rides, but the fact was he got the job done, goes 3 for 3, the first cowboy to do that. Tony Mendez gets bucked off the situation. Silvano Alves gets bucked off Too Sexy. We're down to our final two guys on Saturday. Ryan McConnell, another New Mexican native, comes out, turns out 89.25 points on After Party. Now, after watching Ryan's ride and watching Valderon's ride, I don't see where Ryan was not ahead of him. I think that the performance was just a lot stronger that Ryan had on After Party than Valderon did on Black Pearl. Just my opinion. I'm not the one with the judges sheet, so I can't make those judges calls. But after watching it on the replay, that's what I was looking at. So it comes down to LJ Jenkins. Gunpowder and Lead is the bull that he draws. 92.25 points. You talk about smoking. That guy was on fire. Goes 3 for 3 as well. So you got three cowboys. You got Valderon, who's, you know, leading the points in the, you know, the world championship. The Brazilian, this guy's won two consecutive events in a row, goes 3 for 3. You got Ryan McConnell going 3 for 3, and you got LJ, both of them New Mexican natives. So I'm seeing that it sounds like, wow, it actually sounds like PBR Cowgirl lost our audio feed. Hopefully not everybody did, because I'm still here and I'm still talking. Okay, sounds like Christy says she still has sound. So anyways, going down to it, like I said, was real impressive. So with that being said, I got to flip my page here and check some of my other notes. But Saturday, like I said, while this was going on, we were tuned in to Rodeo Austin as well. So we're trying to go back and forth and check the highlights out. We've got volume levels, and I was switching back the volume levels, just continuously going back and forth trying to get these guys done. And I keep getting tagged on this Facebook about these daggone pictures, which I'm sure is a virus, but it's killing me here on Facebook. So anyways, well, hopefully it's just Shannon's deal, and I'm sorry that she's having issues over there. But anyways, so Rodeo Austin gets underway. This is a championship round. These guys are going to be best out of three. You know, they're going to have 3 days worth of competing. The beginning of the deal, I thought there were some great highlights. They showed some really cool things of the PRCA, some of the historical deals. They had Jim Sharp on there and many more in the pre-event. You know, it was just a pre-video type deal that they had shown there at the arena. It was really cool to sit back and watch some of that historical stuff within rodeo. And you got to see guys like Jim Sharp and several others that are in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, you know. So it was real impressive to see. Hadley Barrett was the rodeo announcer, and they had a guy there. Crash Cooper was the barrel man. Now, I've seen Crash before, but this is the first time I really got to see him. I've met him, and I've heard some good things about him. This is the first time I really got to see him in a performance. I got to tell you, I was pretty impressed with this Crash Cooper guy. He was pretty funny, and I know that Helen was actually there as well. Got to see some of the performances there, and I'm not sure if Crash was there, but I was pretty impressed with him. Going back to the rodeo announcer, Hadley Barrett. Now, Hadley has been around for a long time and has a strong reputation as a really good announcer, but no, I'm sure that that's not his name, Christy, but that's what he goes by there. I believe it's Chris Cooper, but I'm not 100%. But there again, see, it's another Cooper. And I've also got some big news about that, so you guys stay tuned. I'm going to talk about that here in a few minutes. Yeah, this guy crashed. He was really funny to watch. Now, Hadley, you know, as far as the announcer goes there in the arena, I started thinking about some things. And, you know, I'm a real strong believer in the way the PRCA really shows the importance of the heritage of the sport of rodeo. You know, where rodeo comes from. And it really gives you a perspective of what the roots are like within the rodeo. It's like watching a classic movie. We all like certain classic movies, John Wayne Westerns or old war movies or, you know, just any type of those type of movies. You know, we've all sort of got some of our favorites that we like to tune in and watch. Well, the PRCA is kind of like that for rodeo. It's like the old historical things. You really can kind of go back and see how they do things in a historical manner. But you got to find a way to keep the fans in check. And, you know, man, you go to an event like Rodeo Austin, and I really think, you know, they're sitting there at the edge of their seats. They're ready to make some noise, but it's an announcer's job to get them fired up. And I'm sorry, you know, I may get some people that dislike me after this comment, but the bottom line is you've got to get the fans energized in order to get them returning to the next event. And I didn't see that. I can tell you that if I would have went to that event, I would have gone once. I don't think I would have went back again. Now, I will tell you that I would go to support my favorite friends or athletes that are competing in the event, you know. If I was there as somebody within Macon 8, but as a fan, I don't think I could go back twice. I just wasn't on the edge of my seat. I didn't see the thrills that you would see at, for instance, Rodeo Houston, the NFR. Those were events there that were just exciting. I mean, people were, you know, getting excited about it. It was just one of those deals where these fans were, you know, they make or break an event, and they'll come back to the next event if they felt like they were that excited about it. And I know for one that those guys with at Rodeo Houston were absolutely on fire, you know. And I see that the comment, obviously Helen was there at Rodeo Austin earlier this week, and I totally agree with you. You know, watching last night, the championship round, I didn't see anybody last night that was really fired up, you know, and it's disappointing. But to me, I believe that's an announcer's job, is to turn around and get those fans excited about what's going on, and I just didn't see it. So, you know, Hadley, I'm sure you're going to be in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame as an announcer, but unfortunately, I just don't think that it fits. You've got to get the fans excited about what's going on there. You know, you really do. And I believe that, you know, it's just one of those deals. Now, I will also tell you the rodeo broadcasting, the stream that was tuned in online, they were charging $7 to broadcast that last night. We have charged nada to the fans. And I will tell you this, that what we do compared to what Rodeo Austin did in their live video stream last night, I think we were very compatible with, and I'm telling you what, we're not going to continue to charge fans, but, you know, yeah, it was disappointing. You didn't get to see the overall scores. What they did, even in the broadcast, now I tell you that they had the instant replay, which was good, you know, but I will tell you that, you know, what I saw was I saw them do the instant replay, playback, the slow motion playback, and they threw the riders' names up there with the initial score. But it was done very, very amateurish, you know. And I think any other production company could have came in there. I think that what Macon 8 did for the IFR was significantly better than what they did in their broadcast. They didn't give you a top five listing, who was in the top five at the end of the event or anything like that. Now, the classic, the tradition of rodeo is that the winner of that particular event gets on horseback, whether you're on a horse already competing in your event or not. So the bull riders, the bareback rider, saddle bronc, they would have a horse there ready for them. They would jump on a horse and do a parade lap. That, to me, is still part of that history. But there again, when you don't have fans out there cheering them on, you don't have an announcer trying to cheer them on, you know, it is disappointing. It really is. And, it, you know, I, for one, was not impressed with the production of Rodeo Austin. I see that there's a lot of questions about Amazing Race, and I'm not quite sure. I know last week that there was a delay in it. Hopefully this week there won't be. But, yes, that's exactly what they do. They do come out and they do a parade lap, and, you know, it it's exciting. It's nice to see the winner overall, but it, like I said, it was just really disappointing. Now I will tell you that some of the exciting highlights that I saw in the bareback riding, Matt Bright did a complete somersault flip coming off of the top of that horse, not on the way down. This guy gets thrown over the front end, does a complete somersault, and then brought down. You know, it was that was really impressive. In the steer wrestling, the only thing really big about that, I know there's a lot of Oklahoma Cowboys that were in it. Justin Davis was your overall winner for it. And I see the comment coming in about from Helen about they need to hook up with Rodeo Houston. Well, there's an issue with that, though. Rodeo Houston is no longer sanctioned with the PRCA. So all those guys that won that big money and got those big points. Now, you take a look at what Rodeo Houston did and the payouts that those guys got for winning those rounds. Shane Hanchy, Bobby Welsh, you know, who we had on our shows last week, by the way, both over $50,000 in winnings for that event. You know, Rodeo Austin, believe in the bull riding, it was just over $3,000 won. So if that's any indication to where the PRCA is headed, you know, when you don't have an event sanctioned with PRCA and you've got some of that historical stuff, and don't get me wrong, I understand that it's a game of politics within the industry and that there's committees that vote on who's going to be doing what, you know. It raises a lot of questions, though, as to why the PRCA is struggling. It looks like Shannon's getting ready to take off. So, I want to say thank you, and hopefully we'll catch up with you this week. I'll look forward to seeing your number pop up as we get ready to tune in online during our lunch hour shows. Now, I will also tell you that we're going to try some things this week. We're going to do some test runs with our video stream during our broadcasting, so you guys can stay tuned to that. We're going to, you know, not sure how it's going to play out, but we're going to give it a shot anyways. We're going to play with it. Back to Rodeo Austin, though. Obviously, I know as far as what we're concerned with, you know, a lot of our fans were tuned in to watch Shane Hanchy this weekend. Shane come out, ran 9 seconds flat, ended up finishing sixth. So he got himself some money, or tied for sixth. He did win himself some money, but he didn't end up winning the deal, but that's all right. We know he's going to be back out there. You know, he did get some money won, which he needed to get himself back in those PRCA standings. And I think it's going to be a huge boost for him going into this summer as the PRCA rodeos are really going to get set off and get underway. The other one that I wanted to make mention, and Kat Johnson is not here with us tonight, and I'm sorry for that, but Cliff Cooper, one of the Cooper boys, ended up also, I believe he finished seventh in the overall. I got word last night that he has just been married. So one of the Cooper boys is down and out. So if you guys see Kat, make sure you let her know that, you know, she's going to have to step up her game a little bit because now there's only two available Coopers out there. So, I thought that was pretty interesting. Houston Hudo was actually the winner in the tie down, and congratulations to him. Down to the bull riding, something that I really, you know, thought was really cool. Now, I will tell you this. The intro for the bull riding was awesome. They played like a, I don't know, it was like a two-minute video. It was absolutely fantastic. I love the intro for the bull riding. They really stepped it up a lot. The bullfighters that were there were two that I actually know personally, Wacy Munsell and Lance Britton. Now, if you listen to the Ross Hill show, they're on Making Eight. He's actually had both of these guys on his show. So Wacy Munsell, Lance Britton were the bullfighters. And, of course, Crash Cooper was out there. And this guy, like I said, was just funny. But I had some pretty interesting notes there. Bobby Welsh scores 89 points on Saturday, wins, rides all three of his bulls there in the champion or in the Rodeo Austin series, and gives him a total of winning or riding 9 consecutive bulls, and he's the winner of Rodeo Austin. So not only was he the winner of Rodeo Houston, but he was also the winner in the bull riding in Rodeo Austin. So great job from Bobby Welsh. I had a chance to send him a text message. We were kind of chatting back and forth a little bit this morning. You know, he was real excited and said thank you to all you fans that have been following along with him, and he's real excited about what's been going on. But this guy is on a mission, and I think we're going to see him at the NFR this year once again. You know, he's been there for 6 years in a row. He is certainly on a path to do some good things this year. So congratulations to him. Really put him in a big streak, winning that money that he did, over $56,000 in Houston, then going up back home with some of his earnings there. You know, he's able to fly back home and then turn around and fly back this weekend for Rodeo Austin and wins there as well. Covers all three of his bulls overall. So great job for him. So, yeah, it was really spectacular. So we've got one more round of the PBR. Last night, like I said, was really fun to sit back. I had to go back and forth between the two, though. It was really tough to see. So brings us into today's round of the PBR. Championship Sunday, and I'm telling you, packed house at the pit. I'm telling you, I love the way – I wish that the PBR would set up to go to venues just like that one there, because – it energizes the crowd. Even the ones that are sitting back home tuned in on the LEC, I was excited. I was biting my fingernails about ready to jump out of my chair. And, I mean, really, it was exciting to sit back and watch those guys and feel the energy of what goes on from the fans there at the pit. It was just, I'll tell you, I loved it. And I wish they would do it more and more. I really do. When you get into those big places like, you know, I mean, for instance, you know, Texas Stadium there in Dallas, you know, I'm sorry, but that place is just too big to hold an event like that. You know, you can't fit enough fans. You can't get enough fans to Dallas, especially with the way the economy is, to have an event that packed, you know. But I'm telling you, it is energizing. Just being in a smaller place like that where the seating is limited, and hey, you know, you're going to have to get your tickets early to get a good seat in a place like that. But I wish more venues, I wish the PBR would do more of that in different locations. But anyways, getting down to it, you know, and actually we've only got about 15 minutes left in our show. So I want to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. But I also got to tell you, there's some key notes that I got to talk about. The PRCA this weekend was in Ocala, too. They had an event there. One of our good friends, Miss Leah, we've had her on our show here. She was our co-host for a little while. She was actually in Ocala, took some great photos, so I can look forward to seeing those. But Brian Corson, one of my good friends, is actually bucked off. He had a short night down there, but I'm sure he'll be back at it. But also want to make mention that Garrett Weldon out of Oklahoma. Now, Brett Weldon, if you guys have seen any of our broadcasts from the IFR, you know that Brett was one of our color commentators. His son, Garrett, is actually a bareback rider and got the job done this weekend. He had to get on 3 head. He finished second, and first. So congratulations to Garrett Weldon for doing a great job this weekend out there in Oklahoma at one of the youth rodeos. So anyways, we got about 15 minutes left in our show here, fans. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about today's matchups there from the pit in at the Ty Murray Invitational. So don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Back on the Ranch show right here with Making Eight.
I'm making That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'll be there. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'll be there. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'll be there. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight, tonight. Let's live it up.
Well, that's right. You know what? It comes down to this. Championship Sunday and the PBR. And welcome back to the back on the ranch right here with Making Eight as we're kicking things off on a Sunday afternoon. Just trying to throw something out there, get things exciting. That's what it's all about right here. But it came down to today. And if you guys are looking forward to just watching it on Versus and don't want to know who wins, you might want to go ahead and shut things down because we're going to talk about it. We had the fans that were tuned in on the LEC listening to it, and, you know, it was exciting. And I see that Helen making a comment about the song Missing Cowboy Dave. Well, I think we'll get him back here before too long. I know that he's been really busy. We haven't seen him on Twitter or Facebook much either. But we did see his new video out, and I got to give him a big old shout-out for that. He did a fantastic job with that new video. And if you guys have not seen it, get over there and check it out. But anyways, getting back to it, I got to tell you, this weekend's matchup was fantastic, and I've actually seen we've lost some listeners, so I apologize. We're going to talk about it more this week, but it really came down to today. Obviously, like I said, we had three of the top Cowboys hanging out there. Valderon, one of the Brazilians, winning the last two events in a row, winning his three events total. This guy was a front runner. You know, he's already leading the standings. I'll be honest with you, I was pulling against him. I mean, not necessarily against him, but I was pulling for somebody else to come in there and make a statement. Well, there's two other guys that had a really good shot, and they were both from New Mexico, that being Ryan McConnell and LJ Jenkins. Well, you know, going into round four, it was a tough. They had some great deals. LJ Jenkins, the last guy out last night, makes himself a great ride. First Cowboy out today. What does he do? Turns out 87 3/4 points on Out of the Blue. Fantastic. Goes 4 for 4. This guy was making a statement. And, you know, all I could do was hope that it was going to be strong enough. Going down through it, though, we had a lot of guys that made some great rides. Ryan McConnell comes out big, 88 1/4. You know, Cody Lostro, 88 1/4. You know, those guys there were huge. Valderon, De Oliveira, comes back and wins, or makes a ride on Foolish Pride. Burlingus scored 84 points. I was wondering what you guys thought about that ride and just what your opinions are. So, you know, go back to yesterday's highlights and watch tonight's round as well and tell me what you think about it. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. Shane gets bucked off Kabuki. I really thought that was going to be a good matchup for him. Tony Mendez gets bucked off Heebie-Jeebie. I thought that was going to be another good matchup as well. The Bull ends up scoring 44 1/4, though. I thought that was a pretty big note. Austin Meyer comes back out today. Now, he passed on his short round bull. You know, he gave up his spot there, his 10th place spot. Comes out today on Texas Blues, 86 3/4. Put him in 6th overall, and he goes 3 for 3 on the bulls that he's ridden. I don't know. That to me sounds like it was a great business decision for him not to take that re-ride and then to pass on that opportunity, you know, last night in the short round. Renato gets bucked off Big Tex. And it was surprising, but Renato actually got bucked off all three of his bulls this weekend. the other one that I really thought was going to win, have a good chance to cover his bull, J.B. Mooney. He was on fire going into it, you know, going into this fourth round. But he ended up getting bucked off as well. So it was a tough weekend for J.B. So going down to the short round. Now, we've only got just a few minutes there, fans. We only got about 7 minutes left. But I was really impressed. You know, obviously the historical matchup, Valderon guts it up. Now, he was about 9 points behind LJ going into. So this guy knew that he had to pick a bull that not just that he could cover, but a bull that he could win the round on and get him those points to win the overall. So he takes the matchup of a lifetime. He goes up against Bushwhacker. Wow. You talk about impressive. Another one that I had high hopes for, but I was just, man, I was sitting there on the edge of my seat. Austin Meyer actually picked I'm a Gangster. Now, he had 221 points, 221 and three-quarter points going into the short round. Ended up getting bucked off, as did everybody in the short round. You talk about crazy. That was crazy. Could not believe it. It's one of those things that happens. But when you got a pen of bulls like they did today in the short round, you're going to see that. And these bulls are not getting any weaker. I mean, these bulls are getting strong. And, when you're seeing, I think the lowest scoring bull there was just looking down through it. I don't see anything below 44.5. I don't see anything below 44.5. So I was really impressed with that. But obviously Bushwhacker ends up going 46 3/4 points. So it was super, super impressive. Just couldn't believe it. But how about Valderon for sticking it out, gutting it out, and never trying, you know, or trying to make a statement and win a round. But, you know, it's what you're going to get. So, yeah, that's the first time I myself have ever seen a short round in the PBR like that. Normally they would have those matchups, but, you know, it was unfortunate this time they weren't able to do it. So, anyways, you know what? I do got to throw my cowboy logic out here for the day, and I've actually got some people knocking on my door, so we're going to jump out here real quick. So, with that being said, the radio fans, this cowboy logic's coming at you, courtesy of Miss Melanie in our chat room right there hanging out with us, but says, to win, you need to have first lost. That makes you so hungry to win that you'll do everything you can to achieve it. And I think we're going to see a lot of cowboys at last cowboy standing really hanging it out there to do just that. So we got our lunch hour rodeo show kicking off tomorrow. Not real sure if we're going to do the live video stream, so you guys stay tuned to that. Stay tuned to Making Eight as well as we get ready to do our new updates. I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Make sure to tune in tomorrow as we'll be back on our lunch hour rodeo shows, kicking it off right there with you on a Monday work week. So I want to thank everybody. Hopefully y'all have a great evening tonight. Go check out Amazing Race as well as PBR Versus. So until then, they're Making Eight fans. Y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Believe. that will never fall. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.